There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Countdown of the contract. 25x5, tell me. I hear you the same. Let's go to mission one. Repeating the announcement on the countdown net. Step 54, 42, all ready. Ready for Crew Dragon and Team Tech.
Launch. Ladies, germs, germains, germones, welcome to the last episode of this amazing season of In Our Own World. I can't tell you how much we've enjoyed having whoever has been flying with us. I know anti-gravity gives you diarrhea, but deal with it, baby, because we have given you some incredible conversations. And today is no exception.
At all.
We have a woman who not only is
a cutie
that Jem may have a crush on, which we'll talk about later.
Shh, don't out me.
Oh, sorry. But she is intelligent, uses her voice for good on social media, has been called TikTok's little sister.
No, big sister.
Big sister.
Leave little.
Okay, sorry.
Little big sister.
Little big sister. May want a career in music, but has yet to do so. And it is an honor and privilege to have you sitting next to us, the incredible Teffy Pazza.
I'm dead.
I knew you were going to love
Welcome,
this shit.
Welcome, Teffy.
You guys have thought of everything. No.
How Not are you?
Yet. I'm good. We're in Alapata.
Shh, Teffy.
So good.
People don't know. So I waited to tell you this, actually, when you were like, this place is so interesting. There's like a... I don't know what's the appropriate term for this.
Trap house?
Okay. Yeah. No. But, oh, yes, there's a trap house a few doors down, but there's also... Wait, trap house is drugs?
Yes.
Okay, no. What's women?
Oh,
brothel.
A brothel.
Okay.
Brothel.
Right across the street.
It is
camouflaged as a Nicaraguan food place.
Oh, Nicaraguans have been thrown through so much. They don't need that stray. Pobrecitos.
I know.
Well, I think I was telling you, like, that's where the coolest shit happens. That's where, like, you know, when you watch, like, documentaries about New York in, like, the 80s and 70s, like, all of this, like, incredible shit was made through people trying to find, like, affordable, cheap housing and, like, making it their own.
Yeah.
And I can't even explain to people what this looks like, like, what this place looks like. Like, you can really tell that you guys are just... so gay.
I was going to say, are you flirting? I need to know where my line is here.
Well, the interior design is truly something that no heterosexual suffering person could ever come up with.
Suffering.
Ever. Ever. Like, you guys are like the, like Martin Short in Father of the Bride.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, gee. Mm.
Okay.
This one.
Did you watch the new one?
Of course.
You know that's Emily in the beginning?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
of
good.
Of course.
Emily being straight for the only time in her life.
I saw the hair.
It was so good.
It was so good. Guys, stop fighting.
Like, okay.
Wait.
Teffy.
Yeah.
We have admired and laughed by your side for a while. And we're not going to let you off easy today.
Okay.
Because not only are we saying goodbye to our listeners.
I can't believe that on the last episode of season two, because my publicist was like, well, they have to submit it to iHeart. And I was like, that's so crazy that iHeart is on their ass like that.
It's our literal last episode. Yeah.
It's so crazy. Yeah. I thought like every single thing you do, like iHeart is like, no, no, no. Like Mrs. Trunch bullshit.
No. You know what? No, they're actually super lenient.
I've only heard amazing things.
Great reference.
Bitch.
Wink, wink.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's get into it, whore.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so your first job was as a stylist.
For Irma Martinez.
Okay.
I met you when you were like 10.
Oh, what?
It was like 10 years ago. I went to your house and you have that huge picture of your parents with Obama in the house.
Wait. I'm so happy
we'll get to Mishi later. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put a pin in that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to Mishi later. But, wow, small world.
Yeah, tiny.
By the way, under the table, we've made correlations.
Yes.
You guys will know later. We'll get there. However,
I've never told anybody that I went there.
Oh.
The only thing I went to Gables.
Oh.
I never say it because nobody ever knows.
Wow.
So that would be like the first time I ever tell people.
Excuse me. We have an exclusive here.
Our world. Besides the class of 2008, nobody
knows. No, but it's a Miami thing. It's like a subculture. When you say the name of the school, people are like,
Yeah. They think like, oh, you do drugs. I'm like, yeah. I tried. I tried so many.
It wasn't so crazy. Such a crazy, crazy school.
Get back on track, whores. Okay. All right, here we go. Your first job was as a stylist.
Yes. Assistant.
Assistant stylist. Okay. Mm-hmm. So number one, I want to know if you learned anything that transferred to what you do now from that job. And number two, is there a current fashion trend that you don't like?
Probably, yeah, definitely. What I learned is Irma Martinez is like a second mom to me.
No way.
Yeah,
I
worked with her for a very long time, and we worked a lot with Univision and Telemundo, but then also she did all the people in Español Portada. So like Gloria, we worked with a lot, like everybody in the Latin American industry. But I was not very familiar with them because when you were a teenager in Y2K, you were trying to be white. Like you were trying, and it's weird saying white because in Espanol it's gringo. Mm-hmm. So when people are like, when I'm like, oh, that's some white people shit, what I'm trying to say is like, eso de gringo, but like, it doesn't translate well because it can be like, that's so American because I'm American and I'm also a white.
Yes.
So like, it's just, but during that time, I didn't know any of these Latin people because I was desperately trying to be as American as possible. And that's like the issue that a lot of teenagers, I think, have with Miami. It's like trying to be both, you know,
for sure.
How can I be like the Olsons, but also like Sofia Vergara? Like there's no in between. Guess what? I did neither. I tried so hard. I was like at Victoria's Secret, like the best push-up bra, the best one.
No,
but it's fine. So I did learn a lot from her because she is someone who, Irma, I just spent New Year's with her like last year. I mean, I can't believe it's going to be New Year's again, but, at her house in Cartagena, and she's still the same. She never gossips. She's always talking. She never gossips. I know she knows tea. Like I know she knows tea, and I'll be there when the tea is happening. And later in the car, I'll be like, can you believe that happened? She goes, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fire.
You are so
incredible.
So she's taught me that, like, stay in your fucking lane, like mind your business on set. And I've seen it happen where like somebody who used to do hair is now like a director on set, and she always gets that job because she's so professional. She is someone who loves what she does. And she has built her own life, and she never takes no for an answer. And that always fucks with me because I'm like, oh, well, if Aventura closes at 9 and it's 8, I'm not going to go. She shows up at 9:30 pounding on the door. She gets that bitch returned.
Yeah.
Okay. Like she just doesn't take no for an answer. And if you need roller skates with like a fucking fringe on them, she gets the hot glue gun.
Yeah,
she doesn't say no.
I've seen
it's incredible.
Some of her wardrobe rooms.
Yeah, well, I used to have to organize as punishment.
I'm so sorry. Well, because we have that in common. Jem is an incredible stylist. Whoa. Too. So
thank you. Sorry. I just love when you do that to me. You know, super sarcastically. She'll like meet like a Michelin star chef and be like, "My girlfriend's a chef," and I'm like,
oh. "I mean that."
Well, what do you, I'm okay? Like, I think she is manifestation for you. Then.
Oh, thank you.
You know,
thank you. Yeah.
Somebody has to do it for you. Somebody has to do it for you.
Yeah.
And you're a Leo. You love that shit.
In the right places. In the right places, I do. In other ones?
Well, I think for me, whenever somebody says things like, it's hard for me to say thank you because I'm like, no, I have so much more to do. Like, don't, like,
yeah.
When people are like, she's done this, this, and this, I'm like, but wait, just like, give me a minute because then I'm going to do it. And, but we have to be able to say thank you because you're right. I think, 15-year-old me or like 17-year-old me at whatever,
the high school
would have been so pumped. She would be so pumped at little things. Like if I told her like Paris Hilton follows you, she'd be like, where? I'm like, I can't explain it yet.
You're
around? She follow you around? No. That's but so she'd see like those little things, like she would go bald, you know? So yeah. If 17-year-old you was like, I have a girlfriend that thinks I'm a Michelin star and a fantastic stylist, she'd be like, fuck yeah.
You're right. You're right. Know? Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Before I pass it off to you, my last question for that was, where do you shop for your clothes?
Mm. Oh, everything is vintage.
Love that.
Except for
thrifting?
Thrifting. But except there are certain things that I always buy new, and those are like good shoes. Mm-hmm. Like these are tabbies, and you can tell I've had them for like 2 months and I only wear them. If I could wear them to the gym, I would wear them. I wear the shit out of them. And there are some things that I think about, like my nieces or nephews one day, or like if God willing I have children, or like my godson, my goddaughter, my god person, like whatever, want, like this would be sick, except all of my purses have nail glue in them. So that like fucking sucks.
No.
Well, I mean.
Oh, right.
You know, like shit is always falling off, but everything is vintage. And every time I go to a new city, it's my first Google. It's like where is the best vintage store here. But I love like old people, like a big, if it looks like a Scottish man smoked a cigar in it, I'm fucking getting it. I love an XL coat. Like daddy loves me. Like a big, big XL coat. I get like all my purses, bro. I went to Ireland and there's this one girl. It's Lou's Lot. And she's like had all these old purses, and every single purse you open it, I could smell the cigarette. And I was like, I want all of them.
Yeah.
Bring them home with me. I have a story to them. And new stuff for me is just the repetition of old trends.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like I'm
like the bows that you were doing on the
everything is old. Like I'm waiting for the hobo bag to have like the little sequin, the big sequins on them. Ooh. It's coming back. I'm waiting for it. The velvet Juicy Couture bag is like
velvet
coming.
Juicy Couture. Velvet Juicy Couture. I'm dying for that.
It's coming back
with the juicy in the butt. Oh man,
everything is coming back, and I now understand. Like
Sidekicks. I hope Sidekicks come back.
Oh.
I could deal with a little technology shift.
I could deal with a phone that was a little different. Yeah. Now I just do like crazy covers. Like I'll get a cover that's like, it's a duck bill.
Oh, I like that.
You know, and I wear it for like an evening, or like some of them have like the handle on it. So it's like a purse.
That's cute.
Like I love all that stuff because we used to have like so a quirky phone for everything. Thanks.
I love that.
Thank you. But I think when it comes to style and like trends right now, it's so weird because when I was growing up, everything had to be like the same. And now that those trends are coming back, we still have like our millennial, like Gen Z twist on it, where it has to be like about me. Like everything has to be about me. Like everything has to have my twist on it. Like
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see these things come back, but still have it be like, I guess it's about social media too. Like we have pages dedicated to like our faces and our interests. So what we wear, we're just accustomed to everything being like a reflection of ourselves.
Yeah, for sure.
And I love that. At the same time though, Costco used to have Juicy Couture velour suits, and
no
I missed my opportunity.
Way.
And now they're coming back, and they're like $200.
No way!
That girl on Depop, you British bitches on Depop are
they
fucking.
Know what's up?
It's erroneous. Your prices are erroneous.
Erroneous.
You know the FC UK shirts?
Oh yes.
On the beach or whatever. $70 fucking doll hairs. You guys are disgusting. I'm calling the police. I hope you get a what's it called in London? A barrister. Get your lawyers up. gets fucking crazy. And then one time I ordered this Betsy Johnson like ballet flat or whatever the fuck, this like little shoe. She sent me a bunch of paper towel in the fucking box. You will never see heaven, but you will see the inside of a prison cell when I fucking find you.
How could she?
To play with my emotions, like the trends are coming back. I'm trying to stay vintage, trying to like fucking like not add more shit into the world. Taking people's haunted ass shit. Yeah, those purses are fucking haunted.
Do you get thing?
Do I get what?
Thing. It's what we call when you go into like a vintage store, an antique store, and it's like that feeling like this is all. Yeah. Like, this is like the humans.
It's called are death. Lingering. It's the feeling of death.
We call it thing.
But thing. Yeah. It's definitely,
you know what it feels like? It just feels like stories. Like all these stories are around
you. What do
you
do with a vintage item when you first buy it? Because I will bottle something the fuck out of that shit.
What do I do?
Yeah.
I put it in my house and I say, if you bother me, I swear to fucking God. The other day, every time I go to LA, it's haunted as fuck. Every single fucking room. And I'm just a little girl. So the last time that I was in LA, I was in Culver. And I don't even know where the fuck that is, but it was really nice. There's a year horn that fucking
next to it.
Yeah, whatever.
The grocery store that throws out all the food that's like a valet. Good. It, what?
Uh-huh. Valet. That's crazy. Shopping is not a pleasure there. $17 per water. Crazy. Okay, I think it's like $5. But Disney prices. That's what it is. It's Disney World prices. Anyway.
I'm glad you said Disney World, not Disneyland.
We have the better castle.
Yeah, we do.
We have the better castle. The other castle in LA is the size of this.
Trash. No.
What are you talking about? This, ridiculous. Have a little pride. Have a little pride. But anyway, in LA, the hotel rooms are always fucking haunted. And this time, I was working like 16-hour days. And I was so tired. I'll be watching the microwave go to zero, and I'll still jump. So that's like how I am. And I see my bathroom door twist open. And go like this,
no,
like that. And I'm so tired. I was coming home literally, like, I'm going to kill myself. So then I was getting home at like 8 p.m. And then I would have to get up and be on set at like 6. Oof. So I was tired as fuck. Yeah. This time, usually I'm just like, Padre Nuestro, like all this stuff. I woke up and I said, I have to be on set. In 4 hours, you're really pissing me off. You really have to let me go to sleep. And the door went, eh. And you know why I said that? Because my friend told me that in eighth grade, she had this ghost. In eighth grade, she was like, I'm already like thinking about college. She's like an overachiever. Okay. She's like, I'm already thinking about college. I'm in my SAT prep shit, whatever. She's incredible. And she's like, we had a ghost there that wouldn't let us live. That they had, do you remember those stereos that had the three discs?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You put in the CD and
then it would rotate. Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the peak technology. How? Yeah.
I still don't get it. But
we have Nintendos in color. We have rotating discs. This is crazy. And then she said that in the middle of the night, she would hear her stereos go, and they would start blasting music. I'm like, what would it play? She's like, that's not important. I'm like, what would it play? She's like, Cher. I'm like, tell me. But like,
we know
blasting,
you love Cher.
I love Cher. I swear to Cher, I would do anything for her. But She said that she would like go blasting, and then the doors would start slamming, and the ceiling fan would go like crazy, crazy, crazy. And then her and her mom at like 3 a.m. would run out of the house crying, like crying on the lawn. So nuts. And then like poltergeist shit, like the furniture would rearrange. And then she said one day before one of her finals, she sat up, she goes, I have finals in the morning. And it never happened again. She goes, shut the fuck up. I have finals in the morning. Shut the fuck up. I'm so tired of school. I can't fucking learn anything. Fuck you. And it just stopped.
I believe
it. Wow, stand up to your bullies, even in spirit form.
And that's in that moment, I was like, and also I was sleeping in like one of those like 90s that's like a tank top. So you wake up and like all your tits are out.
Oh my God, that's like
all four tits. It's just the most annoying thing. So I'm like barely, I'm like blue from the lack of oxygen. So I wake up, I'm like, I have to, tits out, I have to get up. 4 fucking hours. And that was it.
Did you ever do the bracelet trends? You notice how I go like this because you know that they were like from here to here.
Yeah, the rubber bracelets?
Not the rubber bracelets, before that.
Oh, like the lanyard, like the friendship bracelets and all that stuff. Yes.
Yeah. When you were talking about suffocating in your sleep, I just remember how I would like lose circulation in my hands.
And they would
smell. Because I would sleep with them. Because mine wouldn't smell, you weird.
Well, you have, if you shower with them, I left them on for years. If you shower with them over and over again, you go into the pool and you go into the ocean, they're going to hold on to moisture and they're going to start to mold. Allegedly. And that's what my friend said.
my friend.
Just picturing you at like 12 years old with like smelly forearms.
Oh, like 16.
Oh.
Like, why won't anybody talk to me? No. No, it just got to the point where I would go to Colombia every summer and we would go to like the artisanal fairs and get like a bunch of shit. And it was made out of like fucking cow hair and stuff. Like the good stuff.
No, no. My shit was plastic.
Oh, mine was not. Mine
there
was.
There we go. That's why it's.
You don't want to see a picture of it?
I do. Come on. Bring it out.
Here we go.
You want to give it to me?
Yes. And I also, it's very obvious that I used to cut my own hair, but whatever.
That's badass.
Terrible. It was not badass. Oh, this is me this morning putting on my makeup.
Oh.
Hey. Yeah, beautiful. But yeah, that's the trends of the, I see people doing it now too with the bracelets and shit. I'm like, you bitches want to be me so bad. you bitches could never. I'm 15 here.
Yes, those are exactly, that's the bracelet trend.
That's it. I don't know if I can show you. I can probably send it in.
Did you do the skinny jeans with the Vans?
Bitch, nobody. It was saran wrap around the ankle.
Saran wrap. The scene kid hair. Wow, you were seen.
Oh my God, absolutely not. If E Make Me Wanna La La was seen, then that was what I was. I was Gwyneth.
Seed Light.
Seed Light.
Seed Light.
Diet scene.
Diet scene.
Diet scene. Zero sugar. Yeah. I was listening to Gwen Stefani and Ashley Simpson like I was paid to fucking do it.
Oh, I was enjoying
that. What you waiting? That record.
The best.
It changed my whole life.
I know you. Oh, cool.
Hillary Duff's record changed my life.
Crash.
Wow.
Crash now, baby, now. And in your car. I'm there waiting. Crash. Into I'm like, that's best. So crazy. Bumper cars. Sex. Sex. Crash. I always think about that like, bah, crash.
All right, baby,
like
your turn.
What?
My turn. Yeah. You have a question for me?
No question.
Oh, yeah. I'm
like, Leo. Ask me whatever you want.
You know what? Your moon is in Leo.
Uh-huh.
So why are you coming for me?
No, I'm meeting you in the middle. I'm exactly like
cheers
that.
You.
Cheers. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Uh-huh. I could be a Cancer. I cry a lot.
Summer babe, if whoever is before or after you is people you usually get along with.
Okay,
really
cool.
Well.
Yeah. Cancers and Virgos. Cancer men are a whole other thing, though.
Well, men.
Right.
I don't care what sign you are if you're a horrible person. People are like, I can't. Like, okay, one of my exes is a Cancer.
But they're not like female Cancers at
But they, no, it's because Cancers have different sets of insecurities and different wounds. So Cancers, we really want to be needed. We really want to be a person that you lean on in your time of need. We really want to be someone where you feel safe. But men have to like ruin everything. So if you don't take a Cancer man's advice, they become patronizing and they become condescending. It's almost like they resent you instead of sitting down and looking at themselves in the mirror and being like, why am I so offended that this person doesn't take my advice? Like what does that say about me? Or like, am I coming on too strong or whatever? And it's you. It's all about you. Que tú eres muy boa, una hueva. Like, you know what I mean? So... yeah, my friends are like, oh, my ex is a Cancer, right? So like I would read, years ago, I would read a horoscope and be like, Cancer's going to have the best week ever. I'd go, yeah, no. No. You know what I mean? Stop. Wait. And like, you're going to come into a lot of money. I'm like, you're probably going to blow it.
Oh, I just realized I've never dated
it. Yeah. Don't go to Turkey for your hair. What? Like, you know what I mean? So.
Okay, so speaking of, you're talking about looking at things online.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know.
Trying to find that segue. I feel you, girl. It's hard out here.
I feel
I'm trying to do my job, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For real, though.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the best and the worst thing about the internet?
The best thing about the internet is I think we have seen so many different ways of life that we've seen the way that we grew up is just one of many options. Mm. I would never know the... strife of also growing up in Miami is a bubble.
It is such a bubble.
It is a real bubble where I went to New York and people were like, what's it like being Latina? And I was like, what are you? Like, there are more Miguels than Michaels where I come from, right?
For sure.
So I think the internet, if it wasn't for the internet, I would never know the strife of people around the world. It's definitely helped me with my empathy. I can speak to things like, the people who come from small towns and are queer, people who are immigrants from other places other than Latino America, when you talk to people who are from the Middle East Africa, we all have similar expectations and pressures, yeah. and there's a community in that, you know what I mean? But also an appreciation of that. Different languages, spirituality, like the Catholicism is very much shame culture, but then hearing about how other people are have a relationship with God that doesn't have to be so conditional, and yeah. it's still so freeing, you know what I mean? Different ways to eat, even if you have you ever had a technology issue and checked Reddit? Doesn't matter how niche it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I can talk about it. My Canon camera from 1976 are like, it's the wire on the left. Fuck? It's so amazing.
Yeah.
I have made some of the best friends of my life through the internet. I've had people who have consoled me through the internet. I think the worst thing about the internet is how quickly misinformation spreads and how vicious people can be through a screen door.
Yeah.
Agreed. I think that's like the most vicious thing. I also feel like it's weird now in my position where I have shared so much of myself with the internet, and like there are only few things that I don't talk about. I don't talk about anything that has to do with my brother, my sister's stories. Like those are their stories.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or anything that would like really embarrass my mother. Like I don't talk about like anything to do with like money, religion, politics that has to do with them. My own, absolutely, we can talk about it. Talking about money still gets me weird because I'm an American and you can never have enough. But I think when it comes to their personal lives or their private lives, I would never say like this event affected my brother this way, you know, like that's for him. But it's funny because I feel like I am someone online who, I'm not Barney, but I do try, I am trying to be the best person I can be. At the same time, I still know who I am, right? Mm. So I'm not going to let somebody just like tell me what the fuck to think. I'm going to sit, I'm going to research, I'm going to read.
Mm. Yeah.
But I believe you. And if a community tells me that they're in need, I have no reason to not believe them. However, you're telling me somebody can just come online and make a video and say, I had a class with Teffy 10 years ago and she's a terrible person. You have no idea who this is. No, but I'm saying like you see it online.
Always people come out of the
You know what I mean? So it's just weird to see online, like even my friends or whatever, they'll have like one person, and actually I did have somebody do that.
Oh.
I did have somebody do that.
Oh.
And I saw you the other day at Soho House and you were Nimu. So
viste.
No, I did. Somebody did do that, quiet as a mouse. And I reached out to you and I called you and I texted you and you didn't say anything. But it's crazy that people will be like, I knew it. And I'm like, you didn't even
try.
Or these people know so much of my face, right? The people who have followed me for a long time. And I've shared so much, parts of my soul. And then one person can come along that you've never heard of, never known, have never seen in your life and say, she's a piece of shit and be like, I knew it. I think that's the worst part of the internet.
Mm.
It's people are so easily empathetic, but so easily
swayed.
So easily. Yeah. And I think that's when people are like, how do you balance the internet? You don't balance it. If you want to talk about real shit, you have to live your life and do real shit. You have to leave your phone behind. My screen time is 1 hour. 1 hour
that's
a day. Awesome.
That's fire.
Yeah, during 2020 was 18, bitch.
Well,
there's nothing else to do.
Right.
But I think that's the thing about the internet. It's like, it's what a wonderful tool. But like anything in the world, any system, any piece of technology, there's good and bad, and there's people who take advantage of it. You know what I mean? What kind of tool is this for you? Is it going to be to divide people or to bring people together?
Yeah.
And sometimes when I make a video, When you're online and you're making content, you have to see who's agreeing with you. If people that you would never relate to or like or even sit with are agreeing with you, maybe you got to take that video down. You know what I mean?
Like,
you
got to kind of see.
Yeah. I've done that before too, where like people are like, hey, listen, she has a point. And I see it's like,
ooh.
I go and I'm like, no.
Gotta go.
Naked. I just want to formally apologize. Like that video starts, you know. So I think the internet is just a neighborhood. The internet is a high school cafeteria where there's no nighttime. It's always in session.
Yeah.
So you just have to kind of find your way around that.
And people can hide. That's the paper bags.
People can hide.
I don't like that at all, honestly. I've heard people talk about like, oh, maybe we'll do like you need your driver's license to confirm you are who you are. That's a little strict, but I also would like love for people to have to own their opinions.
I have a friend.
Yeah.
There's a Reddit thread about her. and it got very vicious very fast and very unfair. And she hired a forensic investigator and she found who they were on Reddit. Love that. And she posted their names. That is my dream.
Wow. Yeah, like
I get so many people who comment things that are like very personal
or and terrible
or like, but they know me. Like you can tell that they know
me. Oh, like they're so okay. Like, yeah, that's
like
weird.
Very personal. They'll leave a comment and they'll be like, "I can't even like. No wonder your dad doesn't talk to you." I'm like, you know me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like to say that, to, yeah. like for you to say that, whatever. Like you're trying to hurt me, and that's something that would like hurt me at like 20,
right?
You know, and I'm 22.
Exactly.
I'm 22 now.
And I'm 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once I get to buy alcohol, you will never see me again. But that's the thing where I'm like, when I find out who the fuck you are, and then in my mind, I start to decide who they are. Mm. So then when I see them on the street, I'm like, what's up, bitch? And then and they're like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, oh, fuck.
But you never know. They could be nice to you to your face.
But when you don't see people for a long time and you assume them, you start to romanticize the villain in them. And then you see them and then you remember that's just someone's son.
Yeah.
You know? True. So it fucking sucks. And then I go back and I have to write a poem because this water sign is a prison.
You're an incredible writer, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
I read something that you posted recently and I remember like a couple of lines stuck with me for a while. I don't know if you plan on pursuing that, but I would absolutely buy anything you wrote.
I am writing a book.
Hey!
My agent is very annoyed with me because I refuse to send him pages because it's in my journal and they're like, type it. And I'm like, I gotta go. I just literally just write down.
Yeah. I used to journal a lot.
It is the healthy, it's like throw. Have you ever been so nauseous that you're like, as soon as you step into the bathroom, it comes out?
Yeah.
Writing is like that. And then you're calm.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck said that's what dating J-Lo was like.
Wow.
Before they broke out. He said that it's after a purge and then
you feel good. She's the good part or the purge?
It was after the breakup.
Oh.
But now they're back together.
Ooh.
Yeah.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, so one time I heard you say, I want to be someone you can share 10 minutes with on the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
So What would those 10 minutes look like if you step in the elevator with Teffy?
10 minutes with me?
Well, you said you want to share 10 minutes with me in the elevator. What are you going to do to me?
I am. It depends. I am someone who like very much come into the elevator and you're like,
do you say hi?
Yeah, I do. Unless we live in the same building.
Then you don't?
Then I don't.
That's weird.
Well, in New York,
shouldn't it be the other way?
No, like in offices.
Oh, gotcha.
When I go to like visit other people, I'm like happy. When I live with them, I don't want to, I don't know. It's a New York neighbor thing. The elevator is a place where like, I think honestly, whoever is in an elevator is either leaving or coming to do something stressful that they had to do. If it's not in a residential area, you know what I mean? Like they're coming or going. And I feel like the elevator is the only time where they get to like think about what they're about to do. Like whether go to the parking lot, go about their day or like go into this office or whatever. And I just want to be part of that.
Yeah.
That's a Leo moon in me. It's
like the Mickey Mouse. I just want to be part of it. From hell.
You know, exactly. M-I-C K-E-Y.
E-L-E-V-A-T. Elevator.
No. Oh. No. Oh. I said Mickelevate. No.
I'm like, what is going on? Mickelevate.
Like smile. Do you know where you are? Like the stroke. Smile. Do you smell burning toast?
So Mickey, sorry. Elevate. Well, Mickey, elevate. I don't know. Now I feel like I'd be nervous to be in an elevator.
No. I think so. Also, I think in New York when you, because I've been there for 10 years, people are just stressed the fuck out. And you know what? People are fucking lonely in New York. The only times, a lot of people have roommates and the only times they're ever alone are like when they take a shower. But constantly they just are being seen and not heard or interacted with or hugged. I remember I was in New York and I couldn't afford to come home. I wasn't hugged for like 2 years. Damn. 2 years, I know.
Why'd you go to New York?
I was working in fashion.
Oh, nice.
I wanted to. I started working as an intern for Kelly Catrone at People's Rev. It was a fashion PR agency, and they were on MTV for a while. It's where, that's like, awesome. Whitney.
Yeah, the lady with the black hair that was on that show. What show was that?
The Hills. The Hills. Whitney worked for
Kelly Catrone.
Kelly Catrone. And she was also a judge for
America's Next Top Model. Mm-hmm. That's where I know her from. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kelly. So I worked for her. She's like, if you have to cry, go outside or whatever.
She seems a little mean.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly.
I think it's her brand. I don't think she'd be upset.
She's not. I don't think she's as mean as she thinks she is. I think she's just, there's a way that people used to do PR and it's evolved. Yeah. And it's evolved because of the internet.
It's
and
true.
I just think she's stuck back there, you know, and that's okay. But people in New York, they're like barely ever interacted with. So I feel like sometimes in the elevator is like the only time that like maybe they'll be spoken to all day, not like spoken at. You know,
right?
And also, they have to get on the train later. It's like Hunger Games in that bitch.
And so, you still live in New York?
I still live in New York.
I feel like it's changed a lot in the last 10 years.
It has for all of after
COVID.
After
some shit happened.
It's people left, and now I think everything is circular. And I will say, even though I am a content creator, I think influences have ruined everything. And my one friend posted years ago saying, if you want to move to New York and you want to just party and like work at H&M, please don't move here. Like if you're a creative, you know what I mean? If you want to be like a legendary person, if you have like a dream, please move
here. Right.
Yeah. But don't
it
just
move
here.
It used to be that place. Yeah. I moved to New York very briefly for almost a year in 2012. And that was my dream since I was a little girl, was to like go live in New York.
Yeah, me too.
And I was there, but then I was dating somebody who was going to school in Boston. I ended up moving back home.
Back home to Boston?
To Miami.
Oh, to Miami. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not to Boston.
I was in Boston for a little bit.
Ugh.
You don't like it?
I think this Boston is just too fucking cold.
I love
it's
Boston.
It's too cold. The people and whatever are great.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like Chicago.
It is really
Chicago
cold there.
In January,
I
February.
Have, but I also lived in Boston for years, so it's cold.
There's no reason I should wear pantyhose, workout leggings, and jeans. Yeah. First of all, I look like the Michelin man. No one's going to want to kiss me. And it's just too fucking cold. The aquarium, though, in Boston. Sick. It's fucking sick. They got seals outside and shit. It's fucking crazy.
It's a cool place to be when you're like in your early 20s or like going to college, just because there's culture. so many young people.
Yeah.
So and you're all kind of like going through
the
motions. I
like Boston more than New York. Sorry, guys.
She does.
That's crazy.
New York is too much for me.
I love
you see when you're like, oh, if you don't want to do this, don't move here.
New York is like a bug, right?
I'm not gonna
you
move
either
there.
Have it or you,
you don't.
You don't
want me to move you to New York, you don't want me there.
I think New York is like the only place where people aspire for labor. Still, when people are like, what's your dream job? And people are like, I don't dream of working. Me, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll tell you. You know what I mean? Like, that's like the only place left, you know, that where people like truly, even when I go to LA, people are like, I just want my dreams to come true, but I don't want to like my friends are like, oh, if I get like 2 brand deals a month, I can pay my rent. I'm like, what if you did 4?
Yeah.
What if you did four?
Did more, yeah.
You know, and that's where I'm at. I just want to do everything and anything. Mm. I don't think it's my last life, but I think this is my life where I have the most luck. So for my next life, it might be different. So I want to experience it in this way. So
you're wringing it out.
So maybe in my next life, I can carry some of that wisdom in me and like change my stars in some way. You know,
I like those aspirations.
I'm gonna shove your sweet stars
up your butthole. Yeah. The old sphinx.
She really would say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you have a lot of aspirations.
I
one
do.
Of which is that you had my preferred Super Bowl this year because
Rihanna.
I don't know you. You yeah. had a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I had a Super Bowl. Yeah, but I thought you meant like seeing Rihanna live.
No, you were my preferred Super Bowl.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, you asked a lot of questions to your friend who, Pobrecita, you know, you were not put under the same microscope. Mm-hmm. One of the things was she asked you who you would be starstruck by. And you did say Michelle LaVon Robinson Obama.
Yes.
And Stephanie Lynn Nix. So, what I want to know is, A, that was quite a few months ago. Have you met either of those?
Michelle LaVon Robinson Obama? No.
I wish. Have you met either of them? And number two, if and when you do, what's your opening line to them?
I love her so much. And I just feel like she's just so strong. And the way that she speaks is so compassionate, but she has a message. Like her messaging is so strong, but her heart comes out of like her tongue when she talks.
So what's your opening line to her? Come on.
I think my opening line would be like, you've changed my life in so many ways.
Thank you.
And you're Michelle. You changed my life in so many ways, and you really inspire me when I speak, to put my shoulders back.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then with Stevie Nicks, I want to tell her, like, there's never been a hard moment in my life you haven't been there with me. I've never not brought you with me, you know, like, thank you so much. You helped describe what love was to me before I knew what it was, but you held my hand through heartbreak. You helped me heal through heartbreak in a way where it's okay that it happened versus, like some kind of like bitterness or revenge story. It was like, you helped me like look at the moon differently, you know?
That was really good.
Don't you dare, Chris.
Chris is fucking crying. Chris, are you fucking kidding me?
Chris is crying.
Oh, my God.
We love Chris. Team Chris.
We do love Chris.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
People who love Stevie get it. You know what I mean?
When there's a lot to love.
Yeah.
Follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite decade?
My favorite decade? Mm. I think I'm in the right decade right now. No, right before Roe v. Wade.
You mean when we had more rights?
My favorite decade. Right before then, because I was like, that'll never happen. Maybe like the 2000s, but I think nostalgia is a big motherfucker.
It is, isn't it? But I do think it was better times. I don't know. The 2000s were
fucking cool.
Everybody's
always going to say that.
I think the 2000s were
Confessions
great for me.
Confessions Part 2?
No, I think fashion was weird back then because it wasn't the clothes, it was the body. Like, I wonder who I would be if I'd never heard the word thigh gap.
Oh.
Like, I would probably be president of the United States. Or, like, hip bones. Like, I was so busy trying to look like a carcass, like, that I wasn't able to. And when you disconnect yourself from food, you disconnect yourself from culture. And that was a hard point for me to realize, like, I had chosen to disconnect from my family and not sit down with them and enjoy my food versus look like someone I would never meet that has nothing in common with me. Like these, like, girls on right. TV, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in Miami. Why am I trying to look like I'm from Beverly Hills? Like, I'm those women I have nothing in common with. But that was what was cool, right? To, like, be an orange tanned carcass, you know?
Horrible. You're
so
right.
That's fashion-wise, I think right now we have a lot more body neutrality, where if somebody's on the cover of Vogue or swimsuit, like Sports Illustrated, and they are not a size 2, I don't think anything. I'm like, what a beautiful person.
Right.
If you showed me that in 15, it'd be a different conversation.
For sure.
You know, it'd be about health. Mind you, I was like failing science. I'm not a doctor. Health. What about their health? You know, like all this stuff. So the 2000s for me are nostalgic in a way where I was young and I was still really excited and the world was still before me. Like, I wonder who I'm going to be and what I'm going to be. And one day I'm going to leave this town, you know? So I think I had a lot of aspirations and I really believed in me. Like, I would think about who I am today. And I would, like, I would tell her all the time, like, I'm so proud of you. Like, I would really sit and think about her. And she had a lot more courage than I did, for sure, you know?
I think younger me did, too. And I've actually been asking myself recently why that is. Because, I mean, does life just beat you down?
No, capitalism. Like, what you can afford is what you can do. That's what it is. And until you... And it teaches you to shut up and be polite who people are disgusting but have more money than you because of opportunity.
Horrible.
And 15-year-old you would say, fuck you.
That's something that I've heard you talk about that I really resonate with is, like, you're the shittiest person in the world if you're mean to somebody in the service industry.
You're disgusting.
I think everybody should work in the service industry. Yeah. At least for, like, a 1 to 2 year period just to go through that experience. Because, like, you'll never again talk to somebody in the service industry.
Whether it be retail or food and bev.
Yes.
Like something where you depend on other people liking you and you have to force a smile on your... Have you ever been to work heartbroken?
No.
You've never been heartbroken, had to clock in?
Oh, been to work heartbroken. I thought that was a place. Heartbroken.
No, no, no.
LA's new club.
Write that down.
New York Times Club is heartbroken.
Everybody's crying.
Oh my God, did you see that meme? DC's hottest new club is the Senate Room.
Oh my God.
No condom.
Yeah. No comment.
Not only was that where laws are made, irresponsible porn. Irresponsible porn.
Okay, wait, yeah, of course I've gone to work, like, heartbroken.
Having to go to work heartbroken.
Horrible.
Having to go to work with a tummy ache.
Ooh.
Having, being like, if people talk, hey, can I get this in a large? And you're like, if I go,
period cramps.
If I go back in the stock room, I will caca. Yeah.
I will. The poop wave, you know about the poop wave?
Uh-huh.
Oh, when
yeah.
You just have to sit
the cramps.
Down.
No, the cramps. Yeah, the poop, yeah.
You
we,
sweat?
We call it the bubble guts.
Oh, yeah, we call it the poop wave.
Bubble guts.
But you have to sit and be like, oh, it's going to pass, it's going to pass. Where you're like this, like your toes are like scrunching like this, like,
yeah.
You know, like going to work like that and then having people mad at you for poor customer service.
For bubble guts.
Bitch, go get your Juicy Couture perfume online and leave me the fuck alone.
I have nothing to do with the manufacturer. Also in the restaurant industry. Street people are like, I'm so mad my food is taking 45 minutes. Like, it has nothing to do with the server.
Bad news, I shit in it. Now what? Like, I think also the idea of capitalism is also such a bummer because when you're young, you're like, I'm gonna own all these businesses, I'm gonna have a jewelry line, I'm gonna have da 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 da. And then you realize the earth is rotting. I'm just gonna put more shit into the world. Like, people are like, why won't you come out with a merch line? I won't be able to sleep at night knowing I'm just making more shit for someone to put in their donation box to go out and just go into some fucking landfill. Like, more and more and more shit, you know? Mm. And then you want to create experiences for people. But then if you go make experiences for people, like, for example, like on TikTok, like you want to make videos or whatever, you're not really, like, touching. Like, you want to be out in the world, you know what I mean? Like, so it's just this 22.
Are you a touchy feeler?
Like, do I touch?
Like, do you touch other people?
Yes. So many people have gotten mad at me. Nobody wants your man. I do not want your boyfriend. I'm saying hello.
Oh, you to men. Gotcha.
No, and to anybody.
Right.
My friend's dad the other day.
I don't touch men. So
I was
I don't
talking
know.
To my friend's dad and he's so sweet.
You've seen Drew Barrymore, right?
Yeah, feet
I'm
off.
Fucking Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
I'm really containing myself.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. I thought you meant I'm making love to Drew Barrymore.
No.
I was like.
Although. I mean,
I'm fucking Drew Barrymore. No, the entire time I was talking to my friend's father, we left and he was like, did you see where your hand was the whole time? She goes, Teffy, you were like this to my dad the whole time talking to
him. But you meant well.
Oh, yeah, of course. And they're Persian. So they're like, so he was like, and I was like, and then he was like, and I was like this, like, we love you, you know? But that's it. It's also a Latin thing, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
When someone's talking to me, I kiss to
say hello. Come on now.
From sixth grade.
Yeah.
I always tell people that's how you know you have beef with a Miami bitch is when you go do the kiss and you make no noise. Woo!
Woo! Okay, wait, so when I moved to, so I actually have always hated that. No, I'm a touchy-feely person, but like with people that I like, I'm a very affectionate, physically affectionate person with people that I like, but not with people that I don't know.
No, if I don't know you, if I don't like you, you tell me something touchy-feely and I'm like, you do? Like, I can't.
I don't want you in my personal space. Like, if I've just met you, I actually despise the Miami kiss. I said it. I despise the Miami kiss.
Glory.
I like it. I love it when I like you.
I wish it was two forehead kisses.
Or I know you.
I wish it was like this. That's, I'm a poquito.
No. Yes. The thing is that people in Miami don't fucking get it. And I only learned that when I moved back here. Mm. So when you'll go and you'll put your hand out to meet somebody, they'll be like, hi.
Exactly.
I hate it.
I'm like, come here, girl.
No.
Slow dancing in a burning room.
Hate it.
I love touchiness. I think after COVID, I did get a little weird about it. Because if I get sick, it costs me a check.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can say what you want about capitalism. Unfortunately, I have to pay my rent. So I think for germ-wise, whatever. But when it comes to, we have to touch each other more. I think the germs have affected my physical approach.
Touchiness.
But if I think, I'm such a lonely girl. Like, all I need
you
is just
hug. You want to cuddle.
No. I mean, just like I'm a lonely girl in the way where, like, I'm 33. I'm the only single one of my friends. I had the same friends since middle school, and my newest friends are like from 6 years ago, seven years ago. I'm not a very trusting person. Like, I'll do this, but when it comes to like coming to my house and like sitting down with me, I unfortunately have to know you for a long time, or you have to be Latino. And
how do I feel about my? I'm so icky about my house.
I'm so.
I have to really. First of all, don't bring people out and out of my house. Mm. I will literally ask you to leave.
I have Legos out.
No, like, she has asked cute. People.
No,
to
but
leave.
I literally have. I've been like,
can you leave?
I've been like, well, I
don't like
know
somebody
why
shows up with somebody, else. Invited.
Like, why? I don't know. This is not the move. There's six other people here, and we have a vibe, and I will not let you ruin that vibe. So please go home.
Oh yeah.
I don't have the nerve to do that. But my friends would never do that. My friends would never do that.
Okay, that's cool.
That's different. Like,
well, that person and I aren't friends anymore. So maybe that was a sign.
They chose a different vibe.
They chose
a different vibe. No, I also have. I love building Legos. Like, I have Legos on the floor.
That's
I can't
good.
Just have people. Like, you know how long it took to build Diagon Alley?
I love
Also, Harry that's Potter. Bad for them. Have you ever stepped on a Lego?
It's torture.
I feel like the guys in Home Alone, like...
Wait, but were you with Legos out? Man, I can't remember. I can't imagine 20-something-year-old me stepping on Legos.
Horrible. But the vibe... I think... So that's the thing with, like, physical touch, too, is that, like, it's so weird. Picasso said a long time ago... Not to me.
I'm like, wait, what?
Not to me. He said that his whole life he was trying to learn how to draw like a kid again. So I do little things that would help inner child me. And I feel like I'm not trusting with that version of me. Mm. And so like playtime or like getting my hair done or like those little things, like doing my own makeup, playing around with makeup. Me and my cousin, we still learn like Darren's dance moves choreography. Do you remember Darren?
Love that.
Fuck yeah.
That's all of them.
So those are little things that I do to honor little me, you know? And the more I do that, the more like protective I have of her, like the more lonely I am. And I can feel myself like liking my company more, but I do miss, you know, like I do miss company, you know?
Mm.
But whatever. Fuck them. I think it's also like dating. I never expected to be like 33 and single, but it's the best thing that could have fucking happened.
I heard you comment a little bit on that when you were saying that you were in a relationship for a while and the relationship ended, and more than saying goodbye to the relationship, you kind of had to say goodbye to that future that you envisioned.
Yeah, you have to say bye to those kids.
Right, the kids, the dreams, the trips, the whatever it is you imagine with that person. Because like you said, if you feel that way about your friends, then imagine a romantic partner.
Oh, no.
So I know it's a personal question because I know your stance on children varies.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latina father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If you had to choose between having a child and a partner, what would you choose?
I mean, the partner, because I'd choose the partner because they're an adult.
You know, who can take care of themselves.
I think the best, I look at my brother, my sister and I, and even though my parents aren't together, I know they loved each other.
Right.
And that's something that, like, I care, you know what I mean? But I would like to have a child with somebody who I really, really love.
Yeah.
And have that conversation, like, do you want to do this? Or do you want to go to Italy every summer? Both are cool. Both are cool.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Both are super cool.
Both are cool. But the idea of just having a kid,
to have a kid
is crazy. I think a lot of people have kids because they want to see what they and the person they love would look like. Like, it's not even about, like, having kids.
Or, I mean, they end up pregnant a lot of the time.
Yeah, and that's beautiful, too. Like, I think there are no mistakes. But I think I'd rather have someone I can share my life with and not someone I have to, like, raise alone, even though that's some superhuman shit, you know? Like, my mom raised us alone. No, yeah. We had our grandparents. Livia and Carlos were in that bitch.
Well, you also said, which I thought was floored me, because, you know, Brazilian, Colombian, you got a lot of fire in you. And you said that your family was boringly functional.
Oh, that's so normal.
But how?
We were so
fucking That doesn't make sense normal. To me. I don't believe it.
I meet other people and they're like, my dad did this, and then the car ran into the house and my mom and then addiction, substance abuse, alcoholism. We would fight over what time Saul Gigante was on. Like, we were so, but we were functional because my dad wasn't there. That's why we were functional. If we were dysfunctional, when someone doesn't know who they are and they are raising children in their image, it is dysfunctional, you know? And he was a very emotionally reactive parent. And I think that's why I got into pop culture a lot. I was telling my mom this the other day. I could feel me in charge of his moods. And that's when you throw in distractions. Like, Dad, let's play the Gap Band. You know, like, oh, Dad, let's watch True Lies. Like I said,
yeah, you're managing him.
I was managing his emotions. It was just, it was so normally flat. Like, I would have these friends be like, I ran away from home. I'm like, who's gonna give you hamburger helper? Like, it's so crazy. So normal. My parents never missed a parent pickup. Everybody worked. My grandmother cooked. Like, she would cut the banana in half and put brown sugar in it, put it in the oven for after school snacks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I've never tried that.
She went through a big Pepsi One phase. That was dark time. like so normal, but it was because we cut out. My mom cut out that dysfunction quick. You know?
Good for her.
And whenever I'd visit him, it was always chaos. Mm. Chaos, everything. Something was getting, something had to be returned. Somebody was mad at him. There was always whatever. He had a ping pong, table in the middle of the living room. And okay, that was pretty fucking sick.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Say fire.
I take it back.
But he was always moving. He was like, it was always something. Yeah. And then I'd come back home and it was like my.
You're grounded.
My average, like, you know, my mean, medium, and mode.
Let's go. Sorry. Didn't mean to press, but you know.
No, that's perfectly fine. I think when we're young, we really romanticize this like big life.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We watch
for sure.
The OC, we watch these movies.
I thought I would have kids by now.
Girl, can you imagine?
I am so fucked.
They really get in the way of the pregame.
I thank my lucky stars all the time. Yeah. I don't have kids.
That you're gay.
Well, yeah.
Well, I think also there are certain people you meet in your life, whether they be friends, platonic, career-wise, that you cannot take with them. Yeah. Take with you the places you were going.
And I love that for our generation too, because literally just the generation right before us, it was still taboo to imagine a life without children. You were an unfulfilled woman if you weren't a wife and a mother. And now we're able to just own, like, maybe I don't want to be a parent. That's awesome. Yeah.
I will say my parents' friends that don't have kids, I will say having kids does keep you young and keep you modern. Like, it does. Like, they have no reason to, they have no challenges.
Yeah.
Their life is like, their opinion and what they're used to, and period. Kids introduce you to so much in the world and like what the world is thinking and what the world is doing.
Yeah, but more they challenge you.
Kids challenge you.
I challenge my parents.
I can't imagine.
What kind of kid do you think I was?
Every day. I think you still are.
No, for sure. I mean, yeah, we push back. And
for sure.
Even if you can be in the smallest town, you can know the same people your whole life, but kids will fuck your shit up in a good way. Yeah. Like, if it wasn't for me, my mom would have never had a gay kid, never had kids with tattoos. Like, kids with tattoos. I remember my mom told me in the 90s that her assistant had a tattoo on her foot and she couldn't believe it. And now my brother's from the chin to the pinky toe.
Yeah.
Okay? My mom is like, what is hentai mean? I go, Esteban, stop talking to my mom
about this.
Because then you have to explain that she calls me. I have to talk about the tentacles. Like, please. So that's the one thing that I'm just like, and my mom said she didn't want kids. My mom didn't want kids. Or she'd been married to my dad for a few years. Like, they got married at 26 and she had me at 30. And she said that.
Are you the firstborn?
I'm the firstborn. And she, let's go. And then, you guys will never play teacher.
Bitch. Match.
Wow, funny. We're 4 for 4. We're the high school.
Girls.
Girls.
A batch.
What was 2, 3? You stop me at girls. I'm like, you like girls?
No. Who doesn't?
I mean,
who doesn't?
For real.
Grow up.
For real, guys.
my one friend says, oh, you pussy one time, now you're gay. And I'm like, that's kind of how it goes, girl.
It doesn't go that way.
Okay, whatever.
For also, me, in Brooklyn, I've definitely. Been with men, I've been with women. Women are just more pretty. Sorry.
We're so pretty.
So sorry.
Sorry.
Anyway. I wish the person attached to dick was a better person.
Yeah. Oh.
Why? Why can't you just be cool? You know? Just be fucking cool. I feel like men wake up every day and be like, how do I ruin her day?
I also feel like men should be banned from TikTok trends. Stop.
Where's that tweet that's like, men should be born in jail and prove their way out? Please.
You gotta earn your manhood.
Literally, men can look at you in the face and say the most heart-wrenching, intimate thing in the world and be like, but we're just friends. Right? And I'm like,
It's fine. I'm running out of things to talk about in therapy anyway. Yeah, alien. Like, literally. And but then women also, like, we're fucking nuts.
Yeah,
like,
we're crazy, nuts. We're crazy.
And then sometimes...
Crazy.
Like, my friends, God bless them, they'll send me screenshots of them and their partners. And they're like, was this normal? And I'm like, that's the most unhinged thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not normal.
You are a poet, Angie. That is beautifully disgusting.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, bad. Terrible.
It's terrible. And they're like, okay, because after this, I showed up to her house. You need to be in jail. I love you. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Tafina.
Anyway, parents.
Mm-hmm. Tafuna.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but were you ever a Steph?
Yeah.
You were a Steph?
To some uncles and some aunts. It was like our thing. It was cute.
Oh, that's cute. But were you always Teffy?
I was always Teffy, yeah.
But like, gave you that name?
How'd I get Estefania? And Estefania. Then I had a friend that would call me Tafamida because we were toddlers. She couldn't say Estefania. And from Tafamida, we went from Tafamida, Tefite, and then Teffy.
Oh, Teffy's cute.
I like
that. I really like Estefania.
Me too.
It's a good name.
I know. When I... You know, I don't like somebody when they're like, do you have any nicknames? I go, no. Estefania or Bust, babe.
Wow.
Sorry. Or people are like, that's really hard for me. Do you have another name?
Ninguno.
Yeah. Well, my name is Gemini.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Gemini.
Oh, imagine if you were Gemini.
I'm not.
She's a Leo.
But I did meet a man named Leo who was a Gemini. Mm. I know. Viste.
Oíste.
Ladies,
ladies,
I just met you, but Gem has been a woman crazy. In my, but here's my number. Call me whore. Okay. When Gem came into my life, she busted it open because I've always been a little bit scared because I grew up in this whole old Hollywood world where like they teach you, shut your mouth.
Be quiet and be pretty.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not pretty, but I'll be quiet.
You are super cute and pretty.
Yeah. Thank you. But anyway. The point is that I've kind of grew up in this world where it's like, you know, it's better to like shut up. And it's not a secret that you use your voice and you use it loudly and very well.
Oh, thank you.
And that's something that I admire from people like you and Jem who aren't afraid and have kind of...
I'm afraid. Don't misunderstand.
I'm shaking in my boots.
I just shitting my pants. I don't know what it is.
I guess what my hesitation is my lack of knowledge because I feel like, as we spoke about earlier, the internet and misinformation and all this shit. Like, I don't know what's true and what's not. Like, straight up. So, like, what right do I have to speak? Anyway, my point is that I admire that about you. And
thank you. You're so sweet.
My question is, if you could create a law that does not exist, what would it be?
You have to have a license to use the internet. You have to take a test every year.
Oh, so you agree with me?
I agree with you.
Fuck yeah.
You have to have a license
to use
the internet.
Yeah, or not, you have no access to data or no access to Wi-Fi.
And what's the test look like?
The test is like, it's kind of like, it's like a driving test. Like if you are too old, you know, if you're too old to use, you have to take an eyesight exam. So people in their 90s, you know, they have their vision.
I think there should be a shame test.
Girl,
too.
The people with that like can't see the internet are not the problem.
No, but it's about being on the road, you need to see. So being on the internet, you have to have a certain amount of
critical thinking skills.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Critical thinking.
A little bit of shame. Yeah. Like, you're not going to talk about something you don't know. You're going to be quiet and listen.
You have to have a license to have a gun, and the internet has killed more people.
Agreed.
No, you're right. You're right.
So you should have
like bullying.
Like bullying. So much more.
Ugh.
What are your intentions here? What about the people? I'm sorry. What about the COVID deniers? You have killed more people. There's blood on your fucking hands.
Yeah.
So to be on the internet, to have access to Wi-Fi and to have access to data, I need to know how old you are, where you're from, what's your background, where you've worked.
Your real
name.
You
know what I mean? You have to have a therapist, a psychologist exam.
Oh, wow.
1,000% Because you have to, in order to have a weapon, you have to walk in somewhere. And the internet, you could be here with me right now.
Yeah, of course.
You could be in my phone. I could bring you anywhere with me. I want to know where your parents are from. I want to know fucking everything. And that way, when you get online, I know that what you're saying comes from a place where, like, you have at least two brain cells.
At least,
yeah. That you can't rub together like little fucking nickels, you know?
Yeah.
Bro, 3 days ago, this fucking person DM'd me and said, "You, I thought you were a nice person. You're a bitch."
What
and I
the
said, what are you talking about? She goes, "You judge people without knowing them." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she sent me a video where I said, "Okay, flat earther." And she goes, "There have been pilots."
Oh, I saw that.
"There have been pilots that say that a fucking, the oh, earth is right. flat." I was like, this, people are nuts. You think the earth is flat? And that's none of my business. But there's no reason to like to try to like
come right. back.
The flat earth? What if it is flat? That's none of my fucking business either.
I know. What are you going to do about
my
it?
My whole point is that like I can't prove Galileo. Anything that's true or not, right? So like people that are hyper offended by you opposing their thought mm-hmm. in and of itself automatically makes me disrespect that thought.
Like
I guess because like I believe in everything and nothing, right? Like, I can't prove anything. You can't tell me where the fuck we are right now.
Yeah.
We're right. floating in a rock in space.
I'm a little dust.
But I don't know. So I don't believe the earth is flat. But if you tell me it is, okay.
But that's the thing too, that I'm like, I can't put you in a rocket. Where do you think this argument is going? That's what I'm like, right. What do you think is, I'm going to say, "Oh no, sorry, go get fucked."
Yeah.
Or like, are you think I'm going to say, I'm so sorry that you feel this way. No, like I'm not Barney here. I'm not Bill Nye. Go.
Wait, you're not? No.
I you know, I get that a lot. We have the same face. But people walk down, I walk down the street, I'm like, "It's not Bill Nye. I'm not Bill Nye. Sorry, dude." But I think, like, you can go argue with some of the best minds in science about it. Me? That's when people want my opinion on stuff. I'm like, I barely get into the right Uber. Why do you want my opinion?
I'm not
that happened
qualified.
To me yesterday.
Uh-huh. It's like, I don't know what you want from
okay,
me.
Okay, regulate the internet. I like that. Regulate the internet.
Regulate the internet, but also, if you're gonna spread hateful shit, if you have something that you know, rage porn is a big thing. People don't even believe what they're saying. They just want the clicks. They want the likes. You know what I mean? Like people get on Twitter. I refuse to say, please get a grip.
Yeah, for real.
Fuck off.
No.
But on people on Twitter, they know that the more clicks and stuff, they get money for it. You right. know? So people will say things like, desegregate schools. They don't mean that shit. They want you to interact, and it just causes this huge commotion. And then you have these think pieces, and then people who are like literally affected by that because their grandparents like remember, right. et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just so, everything is so exhausting. Mm-hmm. Why can't we continue to share animals that have unlikely friendships?
I love
that's
that.
What the
cows on people's
the monkey
laps.
And the dog. Or the monkey and the kitten.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The monkey and the kid.
The tiger the duck, and the piglets. The
duck that
and the
cat. Good recipes.
The duck I could and the
watch,
cat.
I could watch recipes all day. I love street food. I love street food from all over the world. I love them doing their thing with all their little devices and all their little sticks and all that. I want to watch those things.
Animals making art. That's what the internet is for. Stop using it for other things. Link me or leave me alone.
You heard it here first. Animals making art.
You know what was the best animal friendships? Reddit. You type in unlikely animal friendships, bro. That's a
gold I really line. Like Reddit.
I hate Reddit.
Okay.
I hate Reddit because of the shit talking, except the shit talking about people is like crazy. Like you see like people talking about
I guess
about,
I
like,
don't do those kinds
like
of
like the housewives and stuff like that. Like people are like so oh, deep no, into no, it. No. Do I read some of it? But I'm only human. Like, you know, but I mean like some of it is just a little fucking crazy.
Yeah.
However, Ghost Stories, The Matrix. Mm. Have you seen those?
No.
Glitch in the Matrix, where like a person will say they put the batteries into
yeah, them. Yeah, yeah, and then it shows up somewhere else.
The conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy I theories? Love ghost conspiracy stories? Theories. Like, bro, the fucking Bigfoot stories on there. I'm like,
Or the Walmart one. I saw that one on Reddit.
The Mart Law.
You know there are or maybe people who are poisoning their spouses.
Yes, with bleach. Did you see that naval officer?
No way.
Putting shit in their food, dog.
Remember the Sixth Sense with the girl?
Oh, I didn't see the Sixth Sense.
Dead people.
What are you talking about?
She doesn't see
dead people. I've been trying to
first
hide
of all,
it from you.
First of all,
I really have been trying to like not let you notice
all,
how many things
I the only know. Reason she's seen anything scary is because of me.
The Sixth Sense, I see dead people.
No.
I haven't seen. I know the reference.
She hasn't seen any dead people. She hasn't seen Bruce Willis. She hasn't seen anybody.
Toni Collette?
Toni Collette? Tony, well, she saw Toni.
If I told you all the movies I haven't seen, you'd be so...
I don't get it.
I made her watch Hedwig.
She's the greatest thing that's ever happened to you.
Agreed. We watched it at your birthday.
You're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Kissing my partner.
Yay!
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right, welcome back to In Our Own World. Jem, take it away. I know that now we are in the latter half of this amazing time with the freaking awesome Teffy Pessoa, which my girlfriend now has a crush on, which is fine.
Let's go. I don't even like that you're saying that. You
know? I'm proud.
If I leave a podcast and nobody has a crush on me, I'm sulking all day.
Trust me, honey. You're leaving with people that have a crush on you. I said you were cute. I didn't say I had a crush. Chill.
Yeah, it's fine. But I'm just saying I have two very attractive women to my left and my latter left. And I, you know, I ain't going to trip. So okay, Chris, before we leave you guys today for our final...
Are your boots Chloe?
Episode. Yes, they're not mine. They're Gem's, but they are.
I just had to say.
Is that number before 6? We leave
before we leave you guys today on this amazing In Our Own World flight, how's the anti-gravity treating you? Okay, diarrhea?
Oh, this is the best I've ever felt. Oh my God. Go away.
Don't speak too soon because we're going to put you to the test now.
Okay.
Take it away, baby.
Okay, so before we do the games, then we're going to do, I think, yours first, if that's okay.
Okay.
You're good? Okay. They're both ours, but one was her inception and one we collaborated, Chris, Nisa, and myself.
Okay.
And this is where I did some serious education. So I really hope you're proud of me.
Okay, I am. I'm already proud of you.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That means a lot coming from you. Before we do that, I have a question.
Okay.
And it'll be the perfect introduction to this segment that we're going to do because one of the things that you're also known for are you're really, by the way, very impressive deep dives on celebrity relationships. Mm-hmm. And so obviously I would be remiss not to ask you because I know my answer and I've always known my answer. If you could put a famous celebrity breakup couple back together, who would it be?
Oh, famous celebrity breakup. Jack Nicholson and Angelica Houston.
Wow.
Seriously?
I would put them back together. Are you fucking kidding?
That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
That was really deep. I almost don't want to give you mine.
Or
I'll give it to you. Rachel Bilson, Adam Brody.
Oh, that's
Seth and Summer.
But she never came.
Well, that's what she said.
That's what she said. And I believe her. Nobody lies on their Nobody lies on that bitch.
Damn, I don't know that life. That's something I'm gonna tell you right now.
Lying about your
or not coming.
Or, yeah.
I just don't understand. I understand how that could be difficult. I just, at that point, I just don't understand why we would leave.
Yeah, please.
However, if you've never done it and you love somebody, the actual interaction is like crazy, sexy, cool. I just feel like all this energy.
Where does it go?
And then he does, and you're like, kinda I hope mad. You think you're better than me. You know?
I'd be kind of mad.
Furious.
I'd be like, so.
If you're in a relationship, every now and then, like whatever, you know, you want to do like a little quickie, like whatever, you want to be, like, you know?
Yeah, but I'm still going to.
Yeah, but yeah, that couple is beautiful. But don't you like him with Leighton Meester? They're married. They have two kids.
Okay, yeah.
No, but you I'm love them.
Saying, yeah, they're just like an iconic.
To memory. You, they were a staple in Time.
They were.
And they were on The OC.
That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, they were beautiful.
I loved The OC. I loved The OC. I own that.
California.
Okay, Julie Cooper.
Who?
Julie Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Marissa's mom. Who? I literally, she's my icon. I named my first car after her.
Olivia Wilden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I almost said Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei.
I remember Meryl Streep. That season.
That was a good season. Marissa Tomei.
The carburetor. My cousin Vinny.
Yeah. Ugh. And you, what's yours? What's a celebrity couple that you would bring back together?
I have to be honest. Mm. I don't care.
What about Mariah Carey and Luis Miguel?
That'd wow, I didn't
they
know.
Dated?
I didn't know that.
He cheated on her with Sofia Vergara.
The tea!
I have a series on it.
So, okay, well.
Emily. No, yeah, they did it for a long time. Long time. They met in Aspen, and she was like, who the fuck is this drunk?
Not Aspen.
That's where she loves to come.
Is he the one that just sold his entire discography?
I think so, yeah. Damn. I think so.
I don't know.
No, why Enrique Iglesias.
Okay.
What? Son. His son sold his entire discography.
Enrique Iglesias? That's Julio Iglesias' son.
Yes.
Enrique.
He sold his entire discography.
Yeah. Well,
good
what,
for him.
Those three songs. Sorry. Have a good one.
Enjoy. All right. Let's go, baby. So I had an idea because I knew that you are very well known for reviewing and talking about celebrity couples, as we just discussed.
Mm-hmm.
So we found some single celebrities.
Oh, matchmaker, make me a match.
And we would love for you
to match them.
Not only match them, give us your reasoning.
Oh, good. Yeah, let's
by
do
it. Why.
Yeah, okay, you know me. So I don't really have an opinion.
Everybody meet Linda. Those of you who can see, Linda is behind.
There's Linda.
Teffy.
Hi, Linda.
And she Kalinda. Is the newest addition to our relationship.
That's why she's called Linda.
That's why she's called Linda. Oh, Linda.
Okay, mira que linda.
Look, turn around. Look at her
que
back.
Que juiciosa.
I'm going to read the names that we have. Hey. We have Keke Palmer. Hey. We have Jenna Ortega. We have Jennifer Aniston. We have Sophie Turner. Drew Barrymore.
I don't know any more.
Amelia Clark. Anita.
Is it being weird? Okay.
What's the one next to Anita?
I got this.
Anita is Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
And my cat is named Angelina Jolie.
Then we have her queen, Britney. We got Madonna. We got Fletcher. We got Billie Eilish. Drake. Pedro Pascal.
Is this all of them here?
Pete Davidson. Yep.
Okay.
Joe Jonas. Ooh. Raul Alejandro. And Jamie Freja. Sam. Wait,
like this?
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, so first and foremost, we're going to start with Madonna.
Ooh.
Our Detroit queen. And if you let me do this, I swear to God.
You're kidding.
Wait.
Oh, we're just going to say it. Okay. Okay, so first we have Madonna. Okay, I think Madonna should be with Pete Davidson.
Wow.
Okay. Pete Davidson.
Have you looked at everybody there on the list, though?
Yeah,
you can't
absolutely.
Repeat them.
I won't repeat them.
Okay.
Oh.
Please. So Pete Davidson and Madonna. She loves herself a young man, and he gets bored really easily. From what I can tell. And one, she loves an artistic... confusing, but somebody who is dealing with a lot of emotional strife. Okay. And she's the queen of reinvention. So I think they would fare really, really well together.
Okay.
Para Britney.
I would put her with Pedro Pascal. They would have the time of their lives. And even though Britney is like looking for the love of her life, who do you think I'm going to put her with? Please. Por favor.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put her with Pedro. Yeah. And he's very sensitive and they can talk feelings. And I know that he would kill some choreo. That he'd be like, spin, baby, spin.
Yeah. See, okay? With the knives. He'd bring the knives.
Exactly. Kiki, I'm going to put with... Kiki, I'm going to put with... You know what? I'm going to put her with Raul. I'm going to put her with Raul. Because he loves an artist. He likes depth, obviously, from being con La Rosalía. Yeah. And he... But he's also somebody who... He's more like... I don't want to say he's not artistic, but he does a commercial vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he does. He doesn't need it to be so in-depth if people are enjoying themselves. You know what I mean? And I feel like Kiki's the same way, where she is doing it for the connection to people. The way that she loves her fans and the way that he loves his fans, I think they would really come together in their love of people. And I think La Rosalía and other people that they dated, they have either been... I don't think Rosalía is jealous of Raul. I think Kiki's ex was really jealous of her success.
Yes.
And Rosalía does it her artistry for herself. If you like it, that's wonderful, but that's her self-expression. I think they would really get along with their love of community. Mm. You know, he's always talking about Puerto Rico and she's always talking about the black community and being a black woman. I think they would really, really get along. Okay.
All right.
But the gag is
what?
No, nothing.
That's oh, I was like, he's gay too. Okay, I would put Jennifer. You know what? I would put Jennifer with Drake.
Oh,
wow.
He would run your shit, Drake. Yeah. She would run your shit. And you're so used to these like Instagram baddies who are beautiful, but they don't make you sweat. Mm. Jennifer's been in this game for a minute. And I remember when you were J-Lo. And you like that shit. So I would put you with an older woman.
I like that.
Fletcher, I would put with Angelina Jolie.
Ooh!
They have that same like rock and roll motorcycle vibe.
So hot.
And I think Angelina, even though she very much gives top energy, I don't know why you picked the picture where her extensions aren't blending.
I didn't do that. Don't look at me.
I did. Sorry.
That's the one time.
Honestly, I love that woman so much. She's my celebrity crush of my whole life.
I will do anything to look like her.
Too tall.
And to be with her.
Yeah.
I want to skin her and wear her.
Yeah. So I would too.
Like
peel that kind her. Of look. Yeah. Clarice. Yeah.
But I think Fletcher, while they match vibe, Fletcher would be cool. Driving the motorcycle and letting Angelina hold, where I think in the majority of her life she has to be the one to take control. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think Fletcher would happily like baby her, and I think that's what Angelina
love that
Jolie deserves. So Sophie Turner's bi.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would put her with. I would put her, Sophie Turner, I would put with Jenna Ortega. Sophie Turner is very undercover. And I think you guys would have a very good time.
No, I paired Jenna Ortega with Billie Eilish.
No, because that's obvious.
Obvious? Yeah.
Billie.
Because it's obvious.
Billie and Fletcher.
Billie is going with Anita. Emilia, however, is going with Joe Jonas. Because Joe Jonas wants a traditional wife.
Yeah.
And she... And
she's not bi.
She's not bi. That we know of. Everybody's fucking bi. But like, I think Emilia is a kind of like, she brings a certain joy to a room. You know what I mean? And I think Joe is looking for that. Like, he's looking for a traditional, happy wife. And I think Emilia is seamless into that. I think her joy is her superpower.
Mm.
You know?
That's such a cute picture of her, too.
Drew, I'm putting with Sam. You deserve to get rocked.
Yeah!
Baby, I hope you're getting dug out as you speak, honey.
Also by, like, the world's gentleman.
I can't wait for him to disappoint us in some way.
I know.
Yeah, I'm putting them
together. I think you did it.
I think I did it.
Yeah, she did it.
Oh, they're both, you know what I mean?
Like, no, I could see that. I could see that.
Bro, good job. Them sitting next to each other.
Oh, my God.
That was good, right?
Yeah.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Matchmaker, you guys out there.
I wonder if any of them will come true.
Well, I know all of these people watch our show, so.
Exactly.
Well, Miss Teffy.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
You're that so time.
You have a beautiful presence
and
a gorgeous energy. And we are appreciative of your presence.
Oh my God, I love you guys.
And Jem.
I'm not one for speeches. Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
You knew that, right?
Yes, I am.
She totally is. But I love her speeches.
The end of this season.
My media trainer said that there's confidence in pauses, and you are really good at pauses. Mm. You're good at the Obama talk.
Media trainer. That's interesting.
And I appreciate you as well. Do you smell burning toast?
No, for real though. I'm really thankful, not only for everybody that's been listening to us this season, but for the amazing people who have sat in that chair. Yeah. And more so than anybody, my beautiful ride or die who's been next to me every single day, every single good thing and bad thing. So
thank you.
I don't know any other way to leave you guys this season than to give you everybody's outer space, space. All right, ladies, germs, germains, germones, and germoons, welcome to Space News. I'm Emily Estefan, and this is the last Space News of the season, so you better strap in and strap on. Astronomers from the Harrod Smithson Center of Astrophysics, CFA, and elsewhere report the discovery of a new warm Jupiter exoplanet that is orbiting and rapidly rotating F-type star. It is now known to be the hottest exoplanet discovered affectionately, taking the name as Miami 2.
You should say it like Stefan.
New York's hottest planet is Miami 2.
The Polaris Dawn mission will feature the world's first commercial spacewalk with SpaceX designed extravehicular activity suits. As this will be the very first non-astronauts strutting the stars, this flight will include Naomi Campbell, all of the dancers from Beyoncé's Renaissance tour, and Snoop Dogg. Because where is Snoop Dogg not?
I love it. I was just thinking about all the places he isn't. Hi, welcome live. Breaking news. Houston, we have found the tomato. The NASA astronaut, Frank Ruiu, Latinos, grew a tomato in space, but then it disappeared. Frank lost the tomato. Latinos. Suspicion trailed Mr. Rubio for months, but he has been proved innocent. In a turn of events, however, the space thief has been identified and has now been identified as Chef Boyardee. He's in cahoots with Martha Stewart. Before I leave you, they're gonna shut down the station for the truth. For the truth! And then it starts going, the truth! It's the truth!
Space Needle!
Chef Boyardee is behind various crimes! Various crimes! Oh my god, my little. Well, every conspiracy, if we did the conspiracy tree, everything would lead back to Shafari Borodino.
Shafari Borodino.
His legal name. Everyone thinks he's a chef. It's just his name.
Kelly?
No, I've never met him.
Wow. I really fell for that one.
Really?
He's fucking...
Wow. This is the problem with the internet.
Like, his name is Shafari.
Well, Teffy, thanks for ending the best space news ever. You win. Thank you very much. Any parting words, my beautiful...
Oh, my God.
Co-hosts?
Yes. Man, why'd you have to get me in my feelings?
Let it out.
Okay, I
don't feel the rain on your skin.
What's going on in my mic?
No one else will feel it for you.
Mm-hmm.
No. Only you can let it in.
You guys are so corny for doing that. It's the third time that you do that. It's
no
just
one
lyrics.
Else.
We know you.
No
know
one else.
No, stop.
Okay, go, baby, go. Come on, people are bored. We gotta go.
For you.
People aren't bored. Raise your hand if you're bored. Haha, I can't see you.
Oh, there we go. I found it. It was in my hair.
Okay. You got it. It's your beard. Just kidding. You broke up with him years ago.
I never had one.
Yeah, she's a gold star.
Yeah. I'm a gold star.
That's great.
For those of you that don't know, you haven't been listening. This has been an incredible 30 episodes. We've done things that we've never done before. Things I'd never do again. Halloween Horror Nights. But I really enjoyed every single moment of it too. We've met some awesome people, some people that we've been looking up to for years, some people that we've...
Hate.
Like Teffy, but we still brought her here.
Thanks for letting me on the property.
Because she said she'd never been to space and we thought that we would give her a chance, you know, mm-hmm. anything for the people. Mm-hmm. I could not end this season without bringing my gratitude to the incredible team behind In Our Own World that makes it all happen. Three of them who are here today, Danny, Chris, Nisa, but plenty of them behind the scenes.
Put on this.
Goodbye, guys. It's been so good. Love
she
you.
Pressed all the Bye. Wrong buttons. You suck. You fail at life.
Baby, anyway, so sorry.
And that's why they pay me the medium bucks.
That was
really I'm so sorry. I meant to give you a round of applause. I'm so sorry.
But when you keep
I'm so sorry.
You kept going. I what? Just was
I always will. Latinos. Last episode, I give him a wah, wah. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You guys do fantastic work. The Help. Subtitles. And everything you do.
Oh, my God. Anyway, baby, that was it. That was it. Teffy said everything I was feeling and not showed
Teffy, it. Teffy, what are your parting words?
Dude, thank you so much for having me and for lifting that restraining order.
Where can we see you next? What are you up to?
All over Miami, born and raised in the county of Dade. My name is Estefania. Everyone calls me Teffy, but best friends call me Hello Teffy. Thank you very much for having me.
You guys, thank you for an amazing second season of In Our Own World. We love you so much. See you next year. Bye.
I barely know you guys.
And that's your camera over there.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh, my God.
Say bye, babe.
Bye. This podcast is brought to you by Moonflower Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.